COVID-19 has made it more difficult for farmers to sell produce, from farmers markets to restaurants, leaving food in the field. Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine reports on how one group in Oklahoma is helping farmers get excess food off the farm and to those who need it most.
While coronavirus has hampered farmers this year, usually it's the weather that threatens crops. Last year, Joe Tierney's farm was in trouble. Heavy rain was causing flooding all along the Arkansas River. Before he knew it, the water from the nearby creek was creeping forward.
There's really not anything you can do except just watch it.
Tierney had to evacuate the farm, leaving behind his field full of vegetables. That's when he called for help. Katie Plohockey is visiting the farm again. She remembers looking at the fields in jeopardy.
Just romaine lettuce the size of my torso that was growing and just all of these rows, and to know that it was going to be underwater in 2 days and all of that was going to be ruined.
Plohockey founded the Health Community Store Initiative, an effort to bring fresh produce to food deserts in Tulsa. The mission was simple: rescue as many cabbages as possible and bring them to those in need before all the leafy goods were underwater.
You know, I went and actually leased a U-Haul truck just so I could, you know, get it all, because time was of the essence.
Plohockey brought back 4 truckloads of cabbage and lettuce to the group's mobile grocery store. That cabbage rescue mission is part of Hands to Harvest. It aims to reduce food waste by getting volunteers to pick the excess food off the field, and not just during disasters. It's a practice called gleaning. The tradition goes back to biblical times. There are similar programs all over the country. Plohockey says farmers often recognize there's extra food in the fields, but getting it off the farm can be difficult.
The farmers don't have the manpower or the time to load it up and deliver it somewhere. And so there's a missing link in between the farm and the pantries or the food banks or the schools or whoever needs that food. And so that's what we were trying to do, is just fill in that gap a little bit.
Sean Peterson founded the Association of Gleaning Organizations. He says the COVID-19 pandemic isn't a crisis for them, but now there's a lot more food to pick up.
There's so much more produce because of disruptions in the systems, whether it's the restaurants that were closed that the small-scale farmer can't sell to now, or, you know, schools that were closed that the large-scale farmer can't sell to.
Excess food on the farm is actually pretty common, even during normal times. Research from Santa Clara University estimates that about a third of crops grown on U.S. farms go unharvested. Greg Baker is a professor at Santa Clara University. He says farmers often will only let gleaners into the field after the very last harvest.
They can't afford to have someone who is not well-trained come into their field and do something wrong, you know, like not wash their hands after using the toilet, and then possibly, you know, contaminate an entire field.
Gleaning isn't the only strategy Plohockey is using to combat food waste while keeping people fed. When the Tulsa Farmers Market closed, she says she was buying produce directly from the farmers. That food went to her program's COVID-19 grocery relief program.
It's just making that connection between, you know, who's growing the food and who's needing the food, because there should be no one in the United States that should be food insecure.
While gleaning won't solve food insecurity, Plohockey says it's one way to get fresh food to people who need it. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is taking a deeper look at how food insecurity in the U.S. has been exacerbated by the pandemic.